Uyuraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, if a person makes a sukkah on the top of a wagon, or on the top of a boat, the halacha is kshero. The sukkah is kosher, so you're allowed to build a sukkah on top of a boat, or on top of a wagon, and we'll see in the Gemara more exactly what the chiddush in that is. And you're able to go on an yomtiv. You're allowed to go on a boat, and you're allowed to go on a wagon on yomtiv. And therefore, the sukkah is not only kosher, but you can even use it on the first day of yomtiv. Bereisha ilan oyal gavia gamal. The halacha is that if you build a sukkah on top of a tree, you use the tree as the flooring of the sukkah, or on top of an animal, on top of a donkey that you use the donkey as the floor of the sukkah, and you put the walls on top of the gamal. So the halacha also is that it's kshera. However, over here, the sukkah that's on top of the ilon, or on top of the gamal, the halacha is v'ein oilin l'b'yamtiv. On the first day of yamtiv, you can't go into the sukkah. During Chol HaMoed, you could use it, therefore it's still important to know that it's kshera, but you can't use it on the first day of Yontif. And this is because there's a Gzeir Rabbanon not to be Mishnamish B'ilon or with a Behema on Yontif. If you go up on the tree, you might come to pull off a branch. And so too, if a person's Mishnamish with a Behema, he might pull a branch off of a tree in order to help him deal with the animal. So the halacha is Midr Rabbanon, you're not allowed to go onto an Ilon or on top of a Gamal on Yontif or Shabbos. Therefore, Mimela, the Sukkah will be kosher. The actual Sukkah, there's nothing wrong with it. Just you can't use it on the first day of Yontif. And we'll see more about that in the Gemara as well. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Shtayim bi'ilon va'achas bidei adam. Let's say it's held up by two walls with the tree, and on one side it's a man-made wall. Shtayim bidei adam va'achas bi'ilon, or on one side it's being held up by a tree and two sides bidei adam. But the point is that there's no three sides bidei adam. So the halacha is that kshera, the sukkah, like we mentioned before, a sukkah inside of an ilon is kosher. However, ve'ein oilon la'biyamtiv, you can't go into it on yamtiv because it needs the tree. Since it's relying, the sukkah is relying on the tree, so therefore going into it is considered being mishtamish b'ilon, which has a isadra avonon. Mamela, you can't go into such a sukkah on yantif. However, shalish bidei adam v'achas b'ilon, if it's three parts by three walls being held up by a person, the flooring of the sukkah is being held up by a person, and only one side by the tree, so being that that fourth side is not necessary anyways, the sukkah only needs to have three walls, so it's kshera v'aylin l'b'yamtiv. It's kosher, and not only is it kosher, but you're even able to go into such a sukkah on yamtiv, it's not considered being mishtamish b'ilon. Says the Mishnah, continuing on to Chaf Gimel Min Aleph, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, Kol Sheyinato LeIlon, V'yichaylu La'amim B'fnei Atzmei, in any situation where if you would take away the tree, the sukkah would still be able to stand up by itself, meaning it would still be kosher by itself, so then the halacha is Kshera V'aylun L'B'yamtiv. So then, the sukkah is kosher, and you're even able to go into such a sukkah on yamtiv, it's not considered that you're being Mishtamish B'ilon, being that even if the tree wasn't there, the sukkah would be kosher, so it's not called being mishtamish b'ilon when you go into such a sukkah. Now says the Gemara, we'll focus first on the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that if you build a sukkah on top of a boat, on top of a agalo or on top of a boat, the ikar we're going to focus on is the case of the boat, that if you build a sukkah on top of a boat, so the sukkah is kosher. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisen, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that says that you could build a sukkah on top of a boat, meaning even though it's not, it's like a diras ara, it could easily get blown away from the wind. Who is the Tana of the Mishnah who holds that you're allowed to have a sukkah on top of a boat? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Tani, we learned in the Breisa that there's really a machlekes about building a sukkah on top of a boat. If a person builds a sukkah on top of a boat, so Rabbi Gamliel says it's possible, not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva machsher, and it's only Rabbi Akiva who says it's kosher. So the Tani of our Mishnah who says that if you build a sukkah on top of a boat, that the sukkah is kosher, so that's going alibid Rabbi Akiva. Now says the Gemara, Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva. There was once a story with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. Sheyubayin b'svina. They were traveling. They were coming on a boat. Amad Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva got up. It was Sukkot time, apparently. I guess they, for whatever reason, they were on a boat during Sukkot. They needed to go somewhere. It was, they needed to be there. So they were on the boat on Sukkot. Amad Rabbi Akiva v'asa sukkah b'reisha svina. So Rabbi Akiva got up and he built himself a sukkah. L'shitasa. He held that a sukkah on top of a boat is kosher. So he practiced what he preached and he built a sukkah on top of the boat. L'macha, the next day, nashva ruach, a wind blew, v'akarasa, and it blew and it uprooted the sukkah, it completely knocked away the sukkah. So Amar Loi Rabbi Gamliel, he said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichan Sukkascha, where's your sukkah? Seemingly like mocking him a little bit. Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Akiva, where's your sukkah? Meaning, I told you, this is my raya. You see that the sukkah on top of a boat is not kosher. Either he was bringing a raya practically, or he was bringing a raya like conceptually. You see that if Kadosh Baruch Hu really held that if the halacha was that the sukkah was kosher, so obviously you would have had siyata d'shmaya, the sukkah would have stayed up from the fact that you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the sukkah blew away. So maybe it's like a simin that you see that like I'm right that such a sukkah is possible. Amar Abaye, now we'll see more about the side of the machlokes in a moment. Amar Abaye, Abaye explained, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, they both agree that Heichad De'ena Yechoylo Lame Baruch Metzir De'abasha, if the sukkah is not even able to withstand a normal wind on dry land, the average wind, whatever miles per hour an average wind is, if a sukkah can't withstand the average wind on dry land, so then loy klumi, everybody would agree that such a sukkah is not even a diris arai. Such a sukkah is possible if it can't even stand a dry regular wind on dry land. And also everybody agrees that if the sukkah is able to withstand even an abnormal wind on dry land, it could withstand even a very big storm. So then kuli amo le pligi dikshera, that everybody would agree that the sukkah is kshera. Because that's for sure, that's even a diras kvad, that for sure will be kosher. Ki pligi b'diyachoylo lame baruch matzui diyabasha. This machlekes about the sukkah on the boat between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva is when the sukkah is ve'etzem able to withstand a normal wind on dry land. Had the sukkah been on dry land, it could withstand a normal wind. However, ve'eni yachoylo lamoid, and the proper gersa should be baruch matzui diyam. However, it's not able to withstand a normal wind on the sea. So it's able to withstand a normal wind on dry land. It's unable to withstand a normal wind that's by the sea. And you're building it by the sea. So Rabbi Gamliel Savar Sukkah Diras Keva Beinan. Rabbi Gamliel holds that a Sukkah needs to be a Diras Keva. And Mamela V'Kevan De'ene Yuchaylo Lame Baruch Matzia Diyam, since it can't withstand a normal wind that's by the sea. So Leiklumi, so that's not a Diras Keva. Mamela the Sukkah is possible. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Savar Sukkah Diras Arai Beinon, Rabbi Akiva holds that the sukkah only needs to be a Diras Arai. V'kevan diyachaylo lamei baruch matzui diyabasha kshera. So since this sukkah could withstand a normal wind that's by the yabasha, that's by dry land, so even though now he's by the sea and it can't withstand a normal wind by the sea, lamaisa, so long as the sukkah is still up, so the sukkah is going to be kshera. Obviously, if once it gets knocked down, so there's nothing to talk about. But the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that while it's here, the sukkah is kosher, even though it's only a diras arai. A sukkah only needs to be a diras arai. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel holds that even while the sukkah is here and standing, let's say it's not a windy day, still the halacha is that when you build the sukkah by the sea, the sukkah is possible being that it can't withstand a normal sea wind. Whereas Rabbi Akiva held that no, my sukkah withstand a normal dry land wind, and therefore the sukkah is going to be kosher. So some luchayr you can learn from here that when we decide whether or not, according to Rabbi Akiva, who the halacha is like, if you want to figure out whether or not a sukkah is kosher, so you see from Rabbi Akiva that we don't necessarily go by the actual sukkah's location. You see that we go by the general place's location. If it could withstand a normal wind biyabasha, the sukkah is kosher. Even though where the sukkah is, it cannot withstand a normal wind. For example, let's say a person builds a sukkah on top of a roof. So on top of the roof, very often the wind is more strong. It's felt more strongly. So let's say you have a sukkah that's on top of a roof, and it cannot withstand the normal wind that's on top of the roof. Now when it's on the ground, this sukkah is strong enough that it would withstand the normal wind that's on the ground. It just can't withstand the normal winds that are felt on the roof. It's such a sukkah kshera. So someone wanted L'chaira learn from this Gemara that you see a crunch of Rabbi Akiva that L'chaira maybe the sukkah would be kosher. The sukkah, even though it here, right here where it's standing, it can't withstand the normal wind. But L'maisa Be'atzim, in this place, it could withstand the normal wind. You just put it high up. You put it by the sea. You put it on the roof. Over there, the winds are stronger. But Be'atzim, the sukkah is a very strong sukkah. So L'chaira you would be able to learn from this Gemara that a sukkah on the roof does not need to be able to withstand the normal wind that's on top of the roof. However, L'maisa, Rav Shmuel Orbach and other places can point out that it could be that this halacha of Rabbi Akiva is limited to the sea. It's dafka when you build a sukkah by the sea, so being that the sea is not a place that people live, the sea is a place that people travel through. So therefore, when we want to know what type of wind does the sukkah have to be able to withstand, so we don't go by here, because this is not a place where people are. It goes by the yeshuv, it goes by where people live. So therefore, you go to the nearest dry land, to the nearest city, and you say whatever the normal winds in that city are, that's what this sukkah needs to be able to withstand, even though it cannot withstand the normal winds that are by the sea. However, when it comes to building a sukkah on top of a roof, so the roof is a person's house. It's the roof of a person's house. There, the sukkah needs to be able to withstand the winds that are felt on top of the roof. It was specifically halacha about the sea that Rabbi Akiva held like this, because the sea is not a place where people live. But if you build a sukkah on top of a roof, so then it has to be able to withstand the normal winds that are felt on top of the roof, and that's taka how a lot of the place can come out. That if a person builds a sukkah on top of a roof, it needs to be able to withstand the normal winds that are felt there on top of the roof. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ayal Gabi Gamal, we said in the Mishnah that if you build a sukkah on top of an animal, on top of a gamal, so you use the animal as the flooring of the sukkah, and you put the walls on top of the animal, so we said that the sukkah is kshera, but you cannot go into it on yontif. So says the Gemara Masnisen Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah, who says that the sukkah on top of the animal is kosher, even though you cannot use it on the first day of yontif? Says the Gemara Rabbi Meir, it's the sheet of Rabbi Meir, the Tani we learned in Abraisa. If a person builds a sukkah on top of an animal's back, so Rabbi Meir machshir, Rabbi Huda paiso. So Rabbi Meir says it's kosher, but Rabbi Huda says it's pasul. So the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that the sukkah is kosher, that's going like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Huda, who says it's pasul. Now, my time with Rabbi Huda, what's taka the reason for Rabbi Huda? Why is it that he holds that a sukkah cannot be built on top of an animal's back? Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is Tasa Lecha Shivas Yamin. So Rabbi Yehuda darshens from this Pasuk, Sukkah HaRu'uyo L'Shiva Shema Sukkah. That the Sukkah has to be L'Shivas Yamin, it has to be a Sukkah that's Roy to last for 7 days. Then it's considered a valid Sukkah. But Sukkah She'ena Ru'uyo L'Shiva, but if you have a Sukkah that's not able to last for 7 days, so then Lo'y Shema Sukkah. So then it's not considered a Sukkah. And therefore this Sukkah, being that you're not allowed to go into it on the first day of Yontif, so it's considered a Sukkah that's not Ru'uyo L'Shiva. Being that you can't use it one of the days, it's not a sukkah that's ru'uyah l'shiva, but melo the sukkah is pasul. Whereas Rabbi Meir, Hanami midaraisa mechsechazia. Rabbi Meir says back that even if you say that the sukkah needs to be roi l'shiva, this sukkah that's on top of the animal's back is roi l'shiva. Midaraisa, it's completely kosher. You could go into it on yontif. Even on yontif, you could go into such a sukkah. V'rabbananu degazruba. Like we mentioned when we read the Mishnah, it's all just the gzeira de Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said you can't be mishtamish with a behema on Shabbos or yontif because you might come to pull a branch off of a tree to help you use the animal. But midaraisa, the animal's kosher. Midaraisa, you could go into the sukkah. So Rabbi Meir says that since midaraisa, you're able to use the behema, so therefore it's considered a sukkah that's ru'uya l'shiva. It's Rabbi Huda holds that being that you're not allowed to, even though it's only midarabanan, being that l'maisa, you're not allowed to use the sukkah for all 7 days, so therefore it's considered a sukkah that's not ru'uya l'shiva. Rabbi Zilberstein over here brings from the Zayas Ranan. He says that if, let's say, you have Reuven that he lends walls to Shimon for Shimon to construct his sukkah, but he tells Shimon you could only use it for one of the days of Sukkot, or only part of the Antif. You can't have it all 7 days. I need it back after one day. So he says that Lamaisa Shimon is yaitze the mitzvah of sukkah when he uses these walls. Even though you could say that, what do you mean? It's not a sukkah that's ru'iyah l'shiva. He has to give the walls back to Reuven after the first day. So it's not a sukkah that's ru'iyah l'shiva. Says the Zayas Ra'anan that no, it's not the same as our Gemara. Over there, the walls themselves are ru'iyah l'shiva. You could use the walls all 7 days. It happens to be you have to give the wall back to Reuven. But the wall itself is usable. Reuven could then, let's say, use it for the rest of the sukkahs. The wall itself is usable all 7 days. Over here, the being that you can't go into the sukkah on Yontif, so the sukkah itself, be'etzem, is not ru'iyah l'shiva, because you can't go into it one of the days. And it's mitzad the sukkah itself. It's not just that you can't go in. The sukkah itself isn't usable. As opposed to the case of the walls, when Reuven lends the wall to Shimon, the wall itself, the sukkah itself, is kosher for all 7 days. It happens to be Shimon can't go into it after one of the days because he has to give the walls back to Reuven. But the sukkah, mitzat atzma, is be'atzim a sukkah that's kosher all 7 days. And mainly he says that the sukkah would be kosher. It's considered a sukkah that's ru'iyah l'shiva, and it's going to be kosher. Rav Zilberstein learns from there. There was a famous story that happened in the concentration camps where Rav Chaim Yaakov Rattenberg, the Gedolim from Paris, he was in the concentration camp, and he was Meiser Nefesh to build a sukkah to be able to eat in it on the first night of Sukkot. Now, obviously, you can't have a sukkah lying around in the concentration camp. So he built it. He constructed it right before Sukkot came in, on Erev Sukkot. He ate a kezias of bread inside the sukkah. He ate whatever the minimum shear inside the sukkah. And then, as soon as he finished, he put the sukkah away. I guess there was a way he was able to put the sukkah away. And he was able to put the sukkah away, and that was it. So he only had the sukkah for the first night. Is that called a sukkah that's real l'shiva? You couldn't keep up the sukkah. He couldn't keep up the sukkah all 7 days. It would be a sakanas nefashos. Is that called a sukkah that's ru'iyah l'shiva? So says Rav Zilberstein, just like the Zayas Ranan, that is called a sukkah that's ru'iyah l'shiva. Because be'etzem, everything, every part of the sukkah, the structure of the sukkah itself is a sukkah that's roy for all 7 days. You happens to be, it can't be, you can't use it all 7 days. It would be a sakana. But be'etzem, the sukkah is something which is usable for 7 days. He says that therefore that is called a sukkah that's roy l'shiva. And Lamaisa, when he did what he did, he was yaitze the mitzvah of sukkah. Some question that because of sukkah ri'iyah l'shiva, Rav Zilberstein brings a raya from this Zayas Ranan that is still called a sukkah that's ri'iyah l'shiva, that he was yaitze the mitzvah. Says the Gemara Vayter, Asa lebehema daifin l'sukkah. So until now in the Mishnah, we spoke about building a sukkah on top of a behema. Now we're going to discuss not building a sukkah on top of the behema. The sukkah is on the ground like normal. You have a sukkah that's on the ground. The problem is you only have enough material for two walls. I guess he couldn't get his hands on any canvas or whatever it is, some cheap material. He couldn't get his third wall. So he wanted to now use a behema as the third wall of the sukkah. Could you use a behema as a wall of the sukkah? That's going to be the subject now of this next Gemara. So again, it's not on top of the behema. We're using a behema as a wall. Asal the behema daifan la sukkah, says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir paisel, Rabbi Huda machsher. Rabbi Meir says it's pasel, and Rabbi Huda says it's kosher. So, Shahir Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir used to say that not only is the behema possible for sukkah, that kol davar sheish by ruach chayim, anything that's alive, if you have a behema, so ein ois and oisai loy daifin l'sukkah, you can't use it not as a wall for a sukkah. In Yanenu, that's why we're mentioning this, but we'll mention the other things Rabbi Meir said about the behema also. He said that you cannot use a behema as a wall of a sukkah, v'loy lechi l'mavui, you cannot use it as a side post for a mavui. If you have an alleyway that's closed off on three sides, so we mentioned all you need is a lechi or a kaira, either a crossbeam or a side post. A lechi is a side post. You cannot use a behema as a side post. V'loy pasin l'beirois, it was when they were oil regel, so they had wells set up that they would be able to give to take a drink while they were on their way to be oil regel. The problem is it was in the Rosh Hashanah, so they had a certain heter of four double posts, and with that they were able to carry inside the immediate area of the well. But Rabbi Meir said a behema cannot serve as one of these double posts. V'lo goylo la kever. An animal also does not become a goylo for a kever, a covering for a kever, or for the maybe the actual coffin of the mace. There are certain halachas of tumah that apply to the covering. Rabbi Meir said that an animal does not have the status, can never be a goylo la kever. It doesn't have this tumah of goylo la kever. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amru, in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, they said also another halacha about an animal that af in kaisvin olav gite nashim, that you cannot write a get on top on an animal. A person who wants to divorce his wife, everyone could use their imagination why someone would want to write a get on an animal, but if he wants to send his wife an animal with the get on it, so he cannot write the get on the animal. That does not, that Rabbi Yossi said does not work. So now says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Meir. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir that he says that all these things an animal cannot serve as the thing for all these different things that Rabbi Meir listed? It can't serve as the wall of the sukkah. It can't serve as a diyamud. It can't serve as a gailul. But we're going to focus mainly on the walls of the sukkah. Why is it that Rabbi Meir holds that the behema doesn't work? Abai Amar Shema Tamos, Rabbi Zeira Amar Shema Tivrach. So it's a machoikas amarayim bedas the tani. Rabbi Meir, why is it that Rabbi Meir said that the animal cannot be a wall for the sukkah? Abaye said it's because of a gezerah, maybe the animal will die. And Rashi explains that the problem with the animal dying is not the animal dying. The problem is the fact that it won't be 10 tefachim tall. A wall needs to be, a wall of a sukkah needs to be 10 tefachim. While the animal is standing, it's 10 tefachim. The problem is, a standing animal, when it dies, it falls to the ground. At that point, it won't be 10 tefachim tall. So Abaye says that that's the problem that Rabbi Meir had with using a behema for a wall of a sukkah. Rabbi Zeira Amar Shema Tivrach. No, the concern is that maybe the animal will run away. Maybe the person won't realize he'll be eating in such a sukkah. The concern is that maybe the animal will run away. So now says the Gemara, the peel kosher. Let's say you have a very large animal, such as a peel, generally assumed to be an elephant. If you have an elephant, then it's tied up. So it can't run away because it's tied up, baby elephant syndrome, right? So you have this elephant that's tied up, so it's not running anywhere. So kuli amo le pligi di inami mayis, everyone would agree that in such a case that the wall is kosher, because even if it dies, yesh benivlasa yasara, so the nevela of an elephant is 10 tefachim tall. Elephants are tremendously large, so even if it dies and it falls to the ground, the body of the elephant will still be 10 tefachim tall. So therefore, there's no concern of Shema Tamos, because even if it dies, it's going to be 10 tefachim tall. And there's no concern of Shema Tivrach, because it's tied up. So therefore, everybody would agree, both Abaye and Rabbi Zeira would agree, Bidas Rabbi Meir, that you could use a tied up elephant as the wall of the sukkah. Ki pligi, the machlaikas Abaye in Rabbi Zeira, is bepil she'enai kasher. Is, let's say, you have an elephant that's not tied up. I mean, this will be a nafkamina between the two reasons. Lamando amar Shema Tamos, if you hold, like a baye, that the concern is Shema Tamos, so like Hashina, because by an elephant, we don't have such a concern. Because like we said, even if an elephant dies, and it falls to the ground, it's still going to be 10 tefachim tall. Lamando amar gzera Shema Tivrach, whereas if you hold that the concern is that maybe the behemoth will run away, so then Hashina, so being that this elephant isn't tied up, so we have to be concerned that maybe the elephant will run away. So this will be a nafkamina between Abaye and Rabbi Zeira with an elephant that's not tied up. According to Abaye, the sukkah will be kosher, whereas according to Rabbi Zeira, the sukkah will be pasul, because they're still concerned that maybe the elephant will run away. Well, frak the Gemara, Ulaman Damer Gzeira Shematamos, even according to Abaye, who holds that the problem of using an animal was because Shematamos, so Tamos is not such a likely thing to happen. It only happens once in a lifetime that a person or that an animal dies. So Necho Shemativrach, all the more so, he should be concerned that maybe the elephant will run away. That's a much more common concern. To be concerned, Abaye holds that he's concerned Shematamos. If he's concerned Shematamos, then surely he should be concerned Shemativrach. So L'chaira, this case of the elephant that's not tied up, L'kuli Amo will be puzzled. According to Abaye, he's even concerned Shematamos. For sure, he's also concerned Shemativrach, so being that this elephant is not tied up, l'kuli amo, it would be a problem to use this elephant. So says the Gemara, Ella enachanami, Ella, bepil she'enai kasher, if you have an elephant that's not tied up, kuli amo le pligi. You're right, everybody would agree that the wall is puzzle, because there's a concern that the elephant might run away. Ki pligi bebehema kshura. The machlaikas is if you have a not so large animal, not an elephant, a regular animal, that's tied up. So Laman da Amar Gzeresh Ematamos, according to Abaye, who says that Rabbi Meir's problem with using an animal was because of a concern that maybe the animal is going to die. So Chayshinon, so if you have this animal that's tied up, the fact that it's tied up is not going to help you. He'll say that the wall is possible because maybe the animal will die, or will fall to the ground, and you won't have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall. Whereas Laman da Amar Gzeresh Ematifrach, according to Rabbi Zera, who says that Rabbi Meir's problem with using an animal is because maybe the animal is going to run away, so Leichashinan, over here you don't have that chashash because the animal is tied up. So according to Bizera, the sukkah would be kosher, the wall would be kosher, and according to Abaye, it would be possible. Frak the Gemara, Laman da Amar Gzeir Shematifrach, Necho Shematamos. According to the Rabbi Zera, who's concerned that maybe the animal will run away, perhaps we should also be concerned that maybe the animal will die, and then the sukkah will be less than 10 tefachim tall. So says the Gemara, like we alluded to before, that no, Misa Leshchicha, the fact that the animal will die is not so common, it only happens once in its lifetime. Rabbi Zera's Chayshish Shematifrach, he's not Chayshish Shematamos. Only Abaye was Chayshish Shematamos. And therefore, this case would be a Nafkamina. If you have a regular sized animal, that if it dies, it won't be 10 tefachim tall, and it's tied up to the sukkah, so according to Rabbi Zera, it'll be kosher, because it's tied up, so it won't run anywhere, and he's not chayshei shematamos, whereas according to Abaye, he's chayshei shematamos, and therefore, the sukkah is possible. But again, according to Rabbi Zera, the sukkah would be kosher in such a case, being that it's tied up and it can't run away anywhere. Well, in fact, the Gemara is still, why is it kosher, according to Rabbi Zera? Va'ika revacha de beni beni. Lamaisa, there's a lot of gaps in the animal. Between the arms and the legs of the behema, there's a lot of gaps. So if so, how is it a kosher wall? So says the Gemara, da avadle behutza vidafna. He had a little bit of material, and he was able to take that material and put it in the gaps of the behema, and he made some sort of like gate by the gaps that are between the animal's arms and legs. So that much material he had, and he was able to use that to close up the gaps. Well, frak the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Zera, that he's not chayshei shematamos, v'dilma rava. But why isn't he at least concerned that maybe the animal will crouch down? And if it crouches down, even though it's not dead, but lamaisa, if it plays dead, it will also be less than 10 tefachim tall. So even according to Rabbi Zera, the sukkah should be possible. Says the Gemara, no, de mesicha ba'ashle mil'el. He tied it up from the top. So he has not just that the animal's tied up that it can't run away anywhere, but it's also that it's tied up from the top so it can't crouch down. And therefore, he's not concerned that maybe the behemoth will crouch because it's tied upwards. Well, says the Gemara, Ulaman da Amar Gzeresh Ematamos Nami. So then according to the man da Amar who says that maybe the behemoth will die, so what's the issue? Ha-mesicha ba'ashle mil'el. You just told me that it's tied up from the top. So even if it dies, it's not going to fall down. So even according to Abaye, who says that the chashash is that shematamos, why is it possible to use such an animal if anyways it's tied up from the top? Says the Gemara, because zimnin demaikim bepachus mishleisha samach l'schach. Sometimes you have a behema that's just over 7 tefachim tall, and you put it just within 3 tefachim of the schach. So in such a case, the sukkah is kosher, because we could use lava to make it that we have a 10 tefach wall. So now, if the behema crouches, it can't crouch, because we tied it up from the top, so everything's fine. The problem is that if the behema dies, that we have, it's going to become possible, because v'kevan demaisa, turning on to amabes, v'kevan demaisa, kavtsa v'lava daita. If it dies, so the animal doesn't just die and stay there, it actually starts to shrivel up. A behema, when it dies, it will start to shrivel. The problem when it shrivels is that now it's going to be less than 7 tefachim tall, and it's going to be, or it's going to be more than 3 tefachim away from the schach. And maybe the person who's in the sukkah won't realize that he doesn't have his lovud anymore, and therefore the sukkah is going to be possible, so therefore that's why Abaye says that in such a case the sukkah is possible. So again, the machlaikis, it comes out, the machlaikis, Abaye and Rabbi Zera, where you see the nafkamina in their machlaikis was just to explain the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said you cannot use the behema for the wall of the sukkah. They have a machloikas as to why not. Abaye says it's because of Shema Tamos. Rabbi Zeir says it's because of Shema Tivrach. The case where we'll have a nafkamina between these two reasons is if you have a standard animal that's tied up. It can't run anywhere, and it's also tied up from the top so it can't crouch down. According to Abaye, it's still going to be possible, because maybe it will shrivel up and you'll lose your lavud. Whereas according to Rabbi Zeira, he's not chayshe Shema Tamos, and there's nothing to be concerned for over here, and Mamela, the wall would be kosher. Oh, you're right.